So my name is Kirsten Leisure. I'm originally from Connecticut. My parents were not very religious. So when I was growing up, I never really went to church. My parents divorced when I was two. So that was really obviously very difficult. And my dad was very controlling, I would say. So when my parents split, I think he was very, very scared he would lose me. So he was constantly, suing my mom for custody. There was constant court battles and things. So that's how I grew up is really, I have a vague, vague memory of when we all lived together in the same house. But that was, again, when I was like 2 years old. So I was so young. And then most of my childhood, my parents didn't talk to each other. They were constantly in court fighting. I had a court-appointed psychologist that I would see once a month just to kind of deal with everything. And I would have visitation with my dad every other weekend and 2 weeks in the summer, but I lived with my mom the whole time. So that was my childhood, and it was very challenging, very challenging.
Yeah, it's sad that that's becoming somewhat of a norm today, that a lot of kids have to go through that, which is very unfortunate. So with your parents living separately, I'm curious how that worked. So what did they teach you in terms of like faith or worldview, and how big of a role did it have in your life when you were growing up?
So my mom was very suspicious of the church, just from like a woman's standpoint of like, look what religion has done to women. And I don't, there was a wounding there, a kind of wounding. And so we really never talked about God much, or we definitely didn't go to church. And then my dad was more, again, like God never really came up in the conversation. I would say maybe he's agnostic. It's like a question mark. I don't really know his views on God. But his mother, my grandmother, was very Catholic. And I would say I owe a lot to her to as far as like praying. And my mom always suspected that at one time, maybe when she was babysitting me, she took me to get baptized. I don't really know because my mom never really asked her, but yeah, she was very Catholic and went to church every Sunday. So I knew that she prayed, but other than that, I really didn't have a formal teaching of God. But when I was young, I would always pray. Like before I went to bed, it was just something that came really organically to me, very naturally to me. I remember like 6 or 7 years old, just putting my hands together and saying a prayer, telling God I loved him, and yeah, humbly asking for different things to happen. My number one prayer, of course, when I was that age, was that my parents would get back together. And then that didn't happen. My dad remarried and had a daughter with my stepmom. And so then I started to realize, I'm like, okay, well, I've been asking God, I've been praying this prayer for so long. That must be couple years at that point. And I was like, I don't know. Is there a God? Are you really there? And then, as a teenager, I just started questioning if there was even a God and being more, I don't know, hard, I guess. Maybe my heart had hardened, I think, around God because the prayer wasn't answered.
Yeah, that's difficult. How do you answer something like that, right? Someone that genuinely prays and then the prayer doesn't come through, and it's like, I don't know. I wouldn't have an answer, so I don't know how anyone would answer. Did you, in terms of like praying to God, did you have an understanding of in your mind of who God was or who you thought he was? Or were you kind of seeing it as like there's a creator of some sort?
When I was young, it was definitely God, creator of all things, and it was like I was having a conversation, like I'm having a conversation with you. It was so pure, it was so innocent, it was just very, very natural. And there was no doubt in my mind that God existed. And then, yeah, as I grew up, like 13, 14, 15, I started to really doubt. I was like, okay, this God thing, I'm not really maybe buying it anymore. I stopped praying. I wasn't totally putting it out of the question, but I was more, I guess I would identify as an agnostic at that time. And then I would say maybe in my early 20s, mid 20s, I started to think of God as maybe, okay, maybe God is the universe. It's kind of, you know, not very personal. I didn't have a personal connection. It was more abstract. Yeah.
It's interesting because we'll get into your story and that might have a connection. I'm not sure if it does, but there's definitely something that could be related. So let's get to the story that we're here to talk about today, which has to do with mediums. And so you grew up in a, I don't know if it's fair to say lukewarm, maybe agnostic household seems to be more accurate from what you said. Mm-hmm. When you were younger, you believed in God. What made you, like, what happened for you to feel like you should start seeking a medium or made you want to seek that in the first place?
That is such a great question because I really still can't answer it.